Say, kids, what time is it?
It's time for Charles Rotblat, editor of the American Association of Individual Investors Journal.
Holy mackerel!
Each week on Tuesdays, Charles joins us here on Money Life to give us the buy of the week.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
And now, here's Charles Rotblat.
Sir, do we get to win this time?
We think you get to win every time you hear from Charles Rotblat, and you hear from Charles Rotblat on this show twice a week. He comes in on Tuesdays with the buy of the week. He comes back on Wednesdays for the sell of the week. But if you want to know what he's doing the rest of the time, well, Charles is the editor of AAII Journal. He also is the author of a book, Better Good Than Lucky. And you can get information about both at AAII.com. You can also follow him on Twitter, where he is at Charles Rotblat. Charles, welcome back to Money Life.
Thank you for having me.
Our buy of the week is
JetBlue Airways.
JetBlue Airways. That is ticker symbol JBLU. And why JetBlue now? I mean, coming in for a good, nice, safe landing, or what's the real story behind JetBlue?
Well, while I was trying to select a buy of the week, JetBlue had actually showed up on a screen I was looking at with earnings estimate revisions. And Sam Stovall at S&P Capital IQ, who you and I both know, issued a report today talking about the January barometer. The idea is, as goes January, so goes the rest of the year. One of the things he pointed out in his report was, if you look at the top 10 sectors, industries, or sub-industries, the ones that performed best in January, they also tend to be the best groups over the next 11 months. Airlines actually qualified as the third best performing group in January, only trailing two others. So we had this positive background going on there. And then we had JetBlue, who recently reported really good earnings. So we had two things kind of like matching up. And so I thought JetBlue would be an interesting pick. The company recently topped earnings expectations. They actually had earnings grow to 14 cents versus break even a year ago. The revenues per passenger miles increased 7.1%, although I should add that was on increased capacity. Capacity increased 8.3%, so more capacity, more seats in the air, more revenues coming in, and the load factor actually decreased by 1 percentage point. So they had more seats flying but less filled, but they did actually see that revenues per passenger were rising. Basically, they're charging a premium on certain routes. Some of their better routes, they're charging a premium, so they are getting more dollars per seat. So overall, it was a pretty good report. And although they're warning that Q1's going to be adversely affected by the weather, here in Chicago, I can tell you we've had the third snowiest January on record. Analysts are pretty upbeat about the full year. In fact, they raised their estimates for 2014 by 4 cents to 70 cents. And that actually compares to 65 cents 3 months ago and 66 cents a month ago. So we're seeing these positive earnings estimate revisions. And I think when you combine it all, you have this positive momentum in the stock. You've got a good report. And you've got a report coming out from market strategists who does a pretty good job of crunching the numbers, saying, go look at the sector right now. It all adds up to a good buy of the week for someone who's looking for more of a momentum play and who is looking for more of a trading opportunity.
You know, it wasn't that long ago when nobody would have touched any airlines for any reason. They were such a miserable business and everybody was going out. Now, of course, JetBlue kind of grew up in that environment. But is this a long-term play, or some folks seem to believe that inevitably airlines, well, they take off and they land, and that's what happens to their stocks too, and you just hope that they land safely and don't crash.
Yeah, there's always that old joke that if you want to make $1 million, put $10 million into an airline. And I think with airlines, you do have to pay close attention to the numbers, pay attention to their trends, and the airlines are usually pretty upfront about how they're doing with their metrics. And I think the key is to pay attention to those metrics, but I think it's also helpful to pay attention to the broader economic picture, because if the economy goes south, we're going to see the airlines going south. The one thing that investors do have going for themselves is consolidation. There's now fewer airlines out there, particularly with American and U.S. Airways combining, and they're going to look to cut costs and probably reduce some routes. So we are looking at a smaller number of airlines, and conceivably that should result in more pricing power. certainly if you look at Southwest, if they actually do move at some point this year to implement baggage fees, and it's unclear whether they will or will not, it's something they've said they'll consider, that could also shift people towards some other airlines as well, particularly if they look at baggage fees and realize, well, that's not the big reason why I want to fly Southwest.
What's the potential upside here, and what's the timing on how long you expect to hold it?
Well, this stock, when we look at it, it's trading at about 12.4 times 2014 earnings. It's trading at about 17.2 times trailing earnings. So the stock's five-year average, and this is a trailing basis, is 18.4. So we can see where it's actually trading at a discount relative to what it's traded at in the past. Its PEG ratio is 0.6, which means no one's really pricing in future growth, or at least the future growth that analysts expect isn't being priced into the stock. So all those numbers suggest there's some upside. I think there could easily be 15 to 20% upside over the next 12 months. That would bring the trailing PE more in line with the historical average. Still gives us a little bit of room for error on the upside in terms of 2014 estimates. And when we look at the PEG ratio, again, we're actually factoring in some margin for error on the possibility that perhaps those long-term growth rates are a little bit too optimistic. On the other hand, this stock does have good momentum. Its 26-week relative strength index is 84, meaning that it's outperformed 84% of all the stocks in the AII universe. So when you factor those things into it, it does suggest there could be some upside potential, and 15 to 20% upside may actually be a good return if we have choppy markets throughout the year.
Well, that sounds very promising. It sounds, of course, like a soft landing and a nice gain on JetBlue. Touching down with ticker symbol JBLU, the buy of the week. And, of course, we'll have Charles Roteblatt back tomorrow for the sell of the week. Charles, look forward to it.
I do as well.
Charles Roteblatt is the editor of AAII Journal. He's our guest of the week, the only one who joins us twice. And we look forward to having him again tomorrow. In the meantime, you can follow him on Twitter at Charles Roteblatt and check out his work at AAII.com. Up next on the February 4th edition of Money Life, it's the big interview. So stick around. We'll be right back.